Cortez was in Greece back in 57.
You see, when President Eisenhower sent my group out in a tour, he wanted the Russians to know what we're doing. So he sent us right along the periphery of Russia. So we started in Poland, played 12 concerts, then went over to Turkey, and then to Afghanistan, then to East and West Pakistan, India, and ended up in Iran and Iraq. That was 120 days without a day off.
And President Eisenhower actually sent you out on this tour.
Yeah. He believed in cultural exchange.
That's what we call cultural exchange.
Then my wife wrote this piece called The Real Ambassador, and it's about Louis Armstrong in Africa. And it's written for Louis Armstrong and his band. Carmen McRae is the girl singer opposite Louis. Do you remember Lambert Hendricks and Ross?
Oh, yes.
They were the, like the chorus. My group and Louis' group were the jazz guys on stage. I'll never forget the first night we did it. I said to Louis, now, when you come on stage, I want you to have an attaché case and a top hat to make your entrance. And he said, no way, man. I won't do that. So the door opened for him to come on stage, and I looked up. There's Louis in a top hat and attaché case. As he walked by the piano, he said, am I hamming it up enough to suit you, Pops?
I'm the real ambassador. It is evident I was sent by government to take your place. All I do is play the blues and meet the people face to face.
Louis was loved by the world. We didn't have any ambassador equal to him. And that's why my wife wanted to write the show. We tried to make people laugh at the ridiculousness of segregation. Louis's first song is Lambert Hendricks and Ross are singing from the Bible. God created man in his image and likeness.
They said I look like God.
In the image of God created man.
Could God be black? My God.
In the image of God created
them. If I'm a man in the image of thee,
male and female created them.
Could thou perchance a zebra be?
Now, we wanted the audience to chuckle about the ridiculous segregation. But Louis was crying.
No, not he.
You saw that from your vantage point on stage. You
yeah.
could see it.
And every time we wanted Louis to loosen up, and he'd sing, I'm really free. Thank God Almighty, I'm really free. And it was just too emotional.
Artists have a lot of power to hold a mirror up to society.
Years ago, so many of my pieces were trying to say, we've got to change.